Rashad Green, wide receiver, Florida State University.
Jimbo Fisher had four permanent captains. You were one of them. What did that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, it means, you know, my teammates look up to me, and also the coaching staff, so they see me as a leader as well, so which is very important to me.
It's very important to the NFL also. I mean, they're looking for guys who, and not that you need to come in and lead in the locker room, but lead with your actions. Do you recognize that? Did you recognize that at a young age?
Yeah, I was always a guy that didn't do much talking unless it was necessary, but I always been a guy that was a hard worker and led by example, and I knew I was always a leader, and guys always looked up to me by the things that I did.
You know, I think it says a lot when you look at the talent in Tallahassee that you guys had, that you were one of four team captains and guys were looking up for you. Did you see it that way?
I definitely saw it that way. You know, I felt like that was definitely my team, and I was, you know, a part of every success and, you know, the reason that that team was successful in a way, you know, just one of the pieces to it, you know, just by being a leader to my group of receivers and being a leader to the entire team.
Somebody told me that you have a fighter's mentality in terms of your ability to block, or at least your willingness, and your willingness to go over the middle. Where does that fighter's mentality come from?
It's just fearless. It's all about, you know, just playing football and enjoying yourself. And, you know, I just feel like that's a part of the game. You know, you're going to get hit hard. You know, you're going to take some licks. It's just a part of the game. And as a receiver, you know, that's just something I feel like is necessary to go wherever the quarterback needs me to be.
Having played at Florida State the last couple of years, you don't know much about losing. You know that teams in the NFL don't win like that, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm aware.
How tough is it going to be for you to step into that kind of environment where you're going to lose some?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I've learned it's not always about winning and losing. It's how you play the game. And, you know, you have a group of guys that, you know, play the right way, and, you know, winning will come.
Any thoughts on who you've met or what your impressions are of the Jaguars? I mean, the last time that they were a winning team, you were in high school. So what have you seen of what Gus and Dave have done here in trying to rebuild this franchise?
Most importantly, it's just great people. You know, I can tell it's a staff that really cares about, you know, the players, the type of people that the players are. And, you know, it's bigger than football here. And, you know, I'm definitely all about that. That was one of the reasons why I went to Florida State, that family atmosphere. And I can feel the same thing here. And I'd love to be a part of this organization if possible.